Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fuljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. Will a landmark ruling in the United Kingdom Supreme Court last Wednesday influence policy in South Africa regarding which changing rooms and restrooms should be used by transgender people who were born male but identify as female? Asks attorney and international consultant Dr. Pearl Coupe in an article written for Gateway News. The unanimous ruling states that transgender women are not women, she says, noting that allowing transgender women to use female restrooms has been a serious concern in South Africa, which is in the top five nations with the highest rape and gender-based violence incidents in the world. Coupe continues, South Africa has witnessed and seen the rape and violation of girl children and females in public restrooms. We cannot forget the 2018 horrific rape of a 7-year-old girl in a restaurant restroom in Pretoria by a 22-year-old man. Referring to incidents of rape and violation of women and girls in public restrooms in South Africa, she said women needed to be afforded extra protection. We cannot make it easier for males who have nefarious intentions to gain access to female restrooms, she said. She also cited a Scottish case in which safety concerns over the incarceration of a transgender rapist in a women's prison led to an urgent review and policy change which places newly convicted and remanded transgender prisoners in jails according to their biological sex. We will wait to see what impact this will have on the courts of South Africa, where schools have already changed policy to allow for transgender females to use female restrooms, she said. Coupe said the Department of Basic Education developed guidelines for the inclusion of diverse sexual orientation, gender identity expression, and sex characteristics in schools. The section on bathrooms and change facilities provides for the implementation of unisex toilets and changing rooms with individual cubicles that can provide privacy for all users. It also states that under no circumstances shall a learner be required to use a single-user facility because they identify with a non-heteronormative sexual orientation, are transgender, or are gender non-conforming, and also that facilities should be labeled sensitively and appropriately. Schools should formulate a policy for toilets as well as change rooms so that there is clarity on engaging with these facilities. Learners must be allowed to self-identify, and where there is a clear policy to this effect, it makes it easier for learners to feel enabled to access a toilet or use a change room of their choice. The judgment could have far-reaching implications as regards sex-based rights. South African legislators, judiciary, and executive members of the government should take heed of this trend and follow suit instead of going the opposite way, says Coupe. In other news, United States missionary Josh Sullivan, 34, who was rescued from his kidnappers after a deadly shootout in Motherwell, Gqeberha, has released his first public statement on the incident, expressing immense gratitude to God and the people who prayed for him. He says he is also looking forward to sharing his miraculous story. Three kidnappers died in the shootout on Tuesday last week outside a safe house in KwaMaklaki, Gqeberha, where they were allegedly holding him. I want to begin by thanking God for delivering me from what was undoubtedly the worst experience of our life. I also want to thank him for delivering me from my sin 28 years ago when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, Sullivan said on Saturday in a post on his Facebook page. He also wrote, because of my personal relationship with Jesus, he gave me the peace I needed to get through. I am deeply grateful to the thousands of people who prayed for me while I was in captivity. It was because of these prayers that God performed a miracle a few nights ago. I also want to extend my heartfelt thanks to the South African Police Department, Hawks, FBI, DSS, Special Agents, and my dear friend Jeremy Hall, whose efforts were instrumental in locating me, he wrote. I am especially thankful for my wife Megan, whose strength and resilience made her the strongest woman in the world last week. As we begin the difficult process of healing and moving forward, we kindly ask for privacy during this time. I have a miraculous story to share and I look forward to telling it when the time is right, he added. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.